Ye are clean through the word. June 30th, 1902. Typed. Ye are clean through the word. John 15, verse 3. Satan is not omnipotent. His power must be destroyed in order that Christ's power may be fully established. The Lord declares, I will overthrow the throne, strength, of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. Haggai 2, verse 22. The Lord's power will surely be recognized in our day. The extension of his kingdom throughout the earth will shake the power of every nation, for the attention of every person in the world must be called to the word of the living God. Everyone must have the opportunity of hearing the third angel's message. Everyone who already knows the truth is called into service to use his God-given powers to the best of his ability, giving to others a clear presentation of the reasons for his faith in Bible truth. He is to do his part faithfully, and the Lord will bless his efforts, making a right impression on the hearts of those whom he is laboring to save. Notwithstanding the light that unbelievers receive from the word thus brought to their attention, many of them will choose to remain on Satan's side of the controversy, as did the inhabitants of the antediluvian world when warned by Noah. Those who refuse to be benefited by the sacrifice that has been made for man's redemption, those who refuse to investigate carefully his, God's, plan for their salvation, are choosing the service of Satan and placing themselves under his domination. Satan's power must be destroyed and the power of Christ built up and established forever. An aggressive warfare must be waged in order to gain the attention of unbelievers and cause them to be convicted and converted. Those who enlist in this contest must fight many battles. Decided work must be done. Every Christian soldier must act well his part. No one is expected to do exactly as someone else does. God accepts as his workers those who are willing to enter his service. Let men be careful how they interfere with the instrumentalities through whom he is working, even if their work does not seem to be in accordance with the regular lines. God will not suffer one of his true-hearted workers to be left alone to struggle against great odds and be overcome. He preserves as a precious jewel every one whose life is hid with Christ in God. Of every such an one, he says, I will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee. Verse 23. Lessons from the second chapter of Haggai. In speaking of the building of a house for God, the prophet Haggai shows in parables what God endorses and what he condemns. In the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Verses 1 to 7, 9. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priests answered and said, No. Verses 11, 12. This is a parable. The sacrifice, spoken of as holy flesh, was a representation of Christ, who was the foundation of the Jewish economy, and who is ever to be regarded as the one who makes possible the purification of man from sin. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priests answered and said, It shall be unclean. Verse 13. A soul corrupted by sin is represented by the figure of a dead body in a state of putrefaction. All the washings and sprinklings enjoined in the ceremonial law were lessons and parables, teaching the necessity of a work of regeneration in the heart for the purification of the soul dead in trespasses and sins, and also the necessity of the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit. Then answered Haggai, and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now, I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord. Since those days were, when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press vat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting, and with mildew, and with hail in all the labors of your hands. Yet ye turned not to me, saith the Lord. Verses 14-17. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree, hath not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. Verses 18-19. In this scripture the heart is unveiled. The Lord takes cognizance of all the works of the children of men. He can diminish, he can increase and bless. Professing believers who reveal by their actions that they are still clinging to selfish practices are working upon worldly principles. The principles of justice and integrity are not carried into the life practice. We are God's property. No more can any one of us defraud him and prosper than could Ananias and Sapphira. God desires us to forsake sin and turn to him, for the influence of one unrepentant sinner is defiling, corrupting many others. He desires us to cultivate the Christian graces. His instruction is given to us with unmistakable clearness. Through the Apostle Paul, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be ye kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12, verse 1-3, 9-21. This scripture is a lesson so definite and practical that it needs no explanation. Let everyone take these words to heart and carry them out in the daily life. A mere participation in religious services and ordinances does not make a sinner a Christian. A wicked man does not become righteous merely by associating with those who fear God. A man is acceptable to God only when his unclean heart is made clean through obedience to words of truth and righteousness. A work of reformation and restoration must take place in every heart. Those who have had great light and many privileges may perform some good works, notwithstanding their impenitence and their refusal to be saved in God's appointed way. But these good works do not cleanse the soul from corruption. Only those who accept the light of God's truth, choosing to obey Him, will be saved. Christ said, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." John 15, verse 3. The third chapter of Titus is full of instructive lessons to those who desire to reach the highest Christian experience through obedience to this word. The apostle says, "Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Verses 1 to 7.